This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, April 12th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The 8 members of the Redeemed Christian Church of God who were abducted last month have been freed, reports International Christian Concern. Pastor Enoch Adeboye, the general overseer of the church, tweeted, quote, "Glory be to Jesus. We pray for lasting peace in all troubled regions of the country in Jesus' name," end quote. The 8 Christians were abducted on Friday, March 26th, while on their way to evangelize in Kathachan, located in the southern Kaduna state. Gunmen intercepted the bus and took 8 passengers, all missionaries, into the bush before placing a $122,000 ransom for their release. Whether or not the ransom was paid prior to their release remains unknown. Psalm 106, verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Prince Philip, who is officially the Duke of Edinburgh, died peacefully at Windsor Castle last Friday morning at the age of 99. He was the nation's longest-serving consort, a term given to the spouse of a reigning monarch, and they had been married for 73 years. Despite his death, there is little chance that 94-year-old Queen Elizabeth will abdicate, reports Reuters. Fox News host Tucker Carlson was fit to be tied on April 8th as he responded to President Joe Biden's press conference on gun violence in the Rose Garden.
Almost nothing Biden said was true. Biden claimed that firearms purchased at gun shows are exempt from background checks. That's a lie, as anyone who's ever been to a gun show can tell you. Joe Biden claimed that gun manufacturers have total immunity against lawsuits. That's also a lie. Gun manufacturers get sued all the time. Ask them. So it was a speech aimed to mislead rather than to inform. Before he announced how he plans to restrict your Second Amendment rights, Joe Biden wanted to remind you that those rights are not real in the first place. They are not, as he put it, absolute.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake for what we're talking about. No amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
But the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's the promise in the U.S. Constitution. But according to Joe Biden, it's still not an absolute right, despite what the text says. No, that right is subject to his approval and his interpretation.
After making a recent trip to America's southern border, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona had some fighting words for President Joe Biden.
This president has got to stand up and say, no, you cannot come into our country. We will send you back. You must come legally. It is his voice that said during the campaign he wanted to see a, quote, surge on the border, close quote.
Secondly, Biggs urged Biden to re-implement President Trump's wildly successful migrant protection protocols. That policy returned illegal immigrants to Mexico, where they would wait outside of the U.S. for the duration of their immigration proceedings. Not surprisingly, there was a dramatic downturn in the number of people trying to illegally cross our border. Trump got Mexico to agree to that policy because he threatened the country with massive tariffs on Mexican products sold in America if they did not.
That's why the president of Mexico says this is Biden's mess. It is Biden's mess.
Thirdly, Biggs urged Biden to amend the COVID package.
He needs to rescind the $1,400 per illegal alien incentive from the COVID package.
And finally, Congressman Biggs told Biden to fix the asylum issue.
We have people on the border today who are coming across because of the promise of asylum that this administration has given. You can establish those courts. They can grant due process and remove people who have fraudulent claims, which is somewhere in the neighborhood of 90% of people who make an asylum claim. You do those things, this problem, this crisis, this catastrophe begins to go away in short order.
Ever since the COVID-19 pandemic, people have worn all kinds of masks with varied colors, school logos, and political messages. But when Lydia Booth, a third grader at Simpson Central School in Mississippi, dared to wear a mask that simply said, quote, "Jesus loves me," end quote, to school, the administrators forced her to take it off. That's called viewpoint discrimination, and it's unconstitutional, reports Alliance Defending Freedom, which is representing Lydia. Alliance Defending Freedom insists that school officials cannot pick and choose which messages students are allowed to express and which they are not. The school district has a duty to uphold its students' constitutional rights. You can let Lydia know that you stand with her through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, when former NBA star Shaq O'Neal overheard a man in the jewelry store talk about a layaway plan for an engagement ring, he handed the cashier his credit card to pay for the entire ring, reports SunnySkies.com. Later, when asked about it, Shaq said he does this sort of thing frequently, recently paying for someone's furniture. Shaq said, quote, "When I leave the house, I try to do a good thing every day," end quote. Acts 20, verse 35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, April 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.